this is the Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting at least 46 people, most of them Iraqi pilgrims, were killed and more than 120 others wounded Saturday in Damascus, Syria, in twin bombings that targeted a religious shrine. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. However, Islamic State militants and other Sunni extremists have carried out similar attacks in the past against Shiite shrines in Syria and neighboring Iraq. Syrian authorities and monitors cited conflicting reports about the cause of the blasts. State television said bombs had been planted in the Syrian capital's Bab al-Sakhir cemetery, which includes a shrine where Shiites venerate some of the early figures of their faith. The Shiite militant group Hezbollah, however, said suicide bombers had carried explosives to the shrine, which marks one of the seven gates to the old city of Damascus. An intruder with a backpack who scaled the outer perimeter fence around the White House was arrested shortly before midnight Friday on the grounds of the president's official residence here in Washington. Uniformed U.S. Secret Service officers took 26-year-old Jonathan Tran of Milpitas, California, into custody without incident. White House officials said that President Donald Trump was at the executive mansion at the time, but was never in any danger. On Saturday, the president thanked the Secret Service, saying that they had done, in his words, a fantastic job. The president called Tran a troubled person. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.